It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Cheers. Welcome back to the show. So glad you could spare a few minutes to spend with us. On the show today, I have the pleasure of having Dr. Ali Mackey with me. Dr. Mackey is an orofacial pain disorder specialist who directs the Hogue Oral and Facial Pain Center. Welcome, Dr. Mackey.
Thank you again, Deborah.
Let's talk a little bit about how we differentiate between types of facial pain. What are the most common types of pain?
The most common types are musculoskeletal pains, which people experience often with TMJ-type disorders, with chewing, grinding habits that actually bring on these kind of pains. Mm-hmm. So essentially, the quality of the pain is what differentiates facial pain. Musculoskeletal pains are mostly dull aches, headaches like migraine-type headaches, or throbbing headaches. And we talked about neuropathies earlier, and neuropathies are mostly burning-type pains.
Okay.
And neuralgias, which is a subtype of this neuropathic pain, are electric stabbing pains that last only a few seconds.
Okay. Okay. And that brings me to the next question. What is trigeminal neuralgia?
Well, that's a wonderful question. Trigeminal neuralgia is a disorder that has been dubbed previously as the suicide disease because it's so excruciating. And in the past, before the 1950s, there really wasn't any treatment for it.
Oh,
this is usually a one-sided type of pain that occurs in volleys. You get these sharp stabs that last only momentarily, and then they let up. And it's usually caused, the primary form is caused by compression of a nerve in the brain, in the base of the brain.
Okay.
And what happens is people often feel this pain in the teeth, in the mouth, even in the TMJ area initially as a dull pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it confuses them and the physician so much that they end up having dental treatments done and sometimes even extractions unnecessarily. And after those teeth are gone, unfortunately too late, people realize that that had nothing to do with the teeth.
Oh, dear. And what does it have to do with?
Again, the cause of the pain is destruction of the protective layer of the nerves, which is called the myelin sheath that goes around.
Okay.
And there's nerve fibers that run through, and when there's that protection that's missing, there's going to be signals jumping from soft touch receptor type nerve fibers over to the pain receptors, and it'll be confused by the body, and it's perceived as excruciating pain.
All right, so when the sheath is damaged or gone, I'm sure there's scientists and doctors and specialists all over the world trying to rebuild sheaths or trying to find a way to do that. Is stem cell part of this?
Yeah, well, the nerve has a potential to regenerate itself to an extent, but trigeminal neuralgia, the primary or the classical type, is caused by pulsating artery that keeps hitting on this nerve, and at some point it doesn't have the potential to generate as fast. So that's the main thing. And trigeminal neuralgia can, by the way, be caused by secondary causes like tumors. And if we see it in people younger than 40, 45, we sometimes suspect multiple sclerosis.
I see. Now, are there medications for people with trigeminal neuralgia?
Fortunately, yes. We use a class of medications, usually anti-seizure medications, and they work quite well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that because people who developed this disease 50 years ago, no wonder they called it the suicide disease. I mean, terribly painful. And is it all the time? I mean, I know it's sporadic, but I mean, is it daily or is it?
Are you talking about the pain?
Yes.
The pain is quite consistently electric and sharp. And initially it may start as a dull ache and then later people develop that electric-like, that's usually what patients describe, electric stabbing pain.
And
it's on the same side as that damage of the nerve. It's not bilateral. It's not on both sides.
But it's not like migraines where you can get them one day and then not get them the next and then
In the initial phases, you may get pains that are just unprovoked. They just happen. They go away. They happen several times. And in other people, we end up with triggers. So they lightly either wash their face, brush their teeth, mm-hmm. or even a breeze, light breeze, can bring on and trigger that pain.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So it limits your activities.
I'm so glad to hear that there are now medications for these people who suffer.
Sure. And also wanted to mention that there are surgical interventions mm-hmm. that we also offer at the Oral and Facial Pain Center at the Neurosciences Institute.
Okay.
And those are neurosurgical type interventions, including gamma knife procedures.
Okay, great. We've done several shows on the gamma knife. It is a spectacular instrument.
Yeah.
Hoag's Oral and Facial Pain Center, you just mentioned it. What about the program there? It's got to be one of the top in the nation.
Well, it certainly is because we have assembled a very distinguished group of specialists and subspecialists, which, you know, we all work together.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to bring in all the cutting edge and latest evidence-based treatments.
And there must be many, many different types of orofacial pain treatment.
We have, I mean, based on the type of condition you're dealing with, it can be either medical management, physical medicine, which is physical therapy, those type of things, and also psychological interventions. The best treatment for chronic pain is to have a combination of all of these. Most people will have some type of depression, anxiety, and of course with excruciating pain syndromes like trigeminal neuralgia, people are always nervous if this is going to come back, what's going mm-hmm. to happen, and what mm-hmm. the prognosis is going to be. So people can develop other conditions. Like I had a patient who had trigeminal neuralgia and a TMJ type problem because he was clenching all the time trying to brace himself in preparation for that pain. So we had to treat both conditions.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That can easily happen. It can also happen in your sleep. A lot of people grind their teeth and get their stress out that way during their sleep. Don't even realize they're doing it.
Stress does really complicate TMJ disorders. And the only caveat is, you know, there are patients who come to us and have had a lot of irreversible type dental treatments, orthodontic type works, surgical treatments that really did not yield good results.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the diagnosis was either incomplete or incorrect. And my advice is generally to avoid anything irreversible. Try the conservative management first.
Okay.
Find the right diagnosis, then go with treatment.
So if you're experiencing any type of orofacial pain, and that includes the neck, your first stop is your primary physician.
That's correct.
Okay, and then if it requires a special service or a specialty, then their next stop is the Hoag Oral and Facial Pain Center program.
That is usually what I recommend.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your team there.
Well, we have a team of neurologists who specialize in multiple sclerosis. Again, multiple sclerosis can cause orofacial pains in addition to all the other symptoms that it creates. We have neurobehavioralists. We have Dr. O'Carroll there, who is a trained neurologist who treats migraine headaches as well. And we have a team that works together.
Is key, because you can't work in a vacuum with some of these very complex.
And we have psychologists there who also specialize in pain. And we have the Gamma Knife Center right there, and we'd like to all be communicating and working up the patients properly before they go for any type of treatment.
Just quickly, we've covered it before, but the gamma knife, could you explain roughly what kind of a procedure that is and why it's such a great advancement?
Yeah, gamma knife is radiation. Contrary to the name, which was the name given to it in the past, there's no cutting involved. It's gamma radiation that is, well, stereotactically, that means focused beams that are sent to that area of, for example, the trigeminal nerve through a helmet. Mm-hmm. These beams are focused, and what they do is they alter the structure of the tissues there and help in healing.
Absolutely wonderful. Non-invasive. Patient usually has very little suffering, if any,
mm-hmm.
during the gamma knife procedure and after, correct?
Yeah. And we have to make that assessment to see if each patient, you know, who is a better candidate for gamma knife versus a microvascular decompression, which is actually an open procedure.
Okay. Okay. Well, it is, again, as you mentioned, the partnerships between the medical specialties that make such a difference. We're so glad to have you at the Hoag Oral and Facial Pain Center, a wonderful, wonderful place to land. If you're having orofacial pain, please tell your friends about it. We're talking today with Dr. Allie Mackey, and I hope you learned a bit more about facial pain than you knew before. Thank you so much for being on the program. You can also listen to a podcast of this show anytime you like or share it with a friend. Very important free information you can carry with you on your iPhone or MP3 player. Just download the podcast onto your personal player and listen whenever you like. Who knows? You may even save a life. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Have yourself a great day.